This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
The University of Arkansas continues preparations for tomorrow's lectures by the Dalai Lama on campus. The university is allowing free parking at the north and east lots adjacent to Baum Stadium on Razorback Drive. Buses will be shuttling people from the lots to Bud Walton Arena beginning at 6 tomorrow morning. Doors for the first session, a panel discussion about nonviolence, will open at 7 a.m. Doors for the second session open at noon. The university says all of those attending will be subject to a security check. No professional cameras or recording devices will be allowed. For people without tickets, the 9:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. appearances will be streamed live by UATV. More information regarding the events may be found at dalailama.uark.edu.
Traffic is again flowing in the eastbound lanes of Interstate 40 in East Arkansas. With flood water receding, highway officials reopened it Monday afternoon. But westbound lanes could remain closed for several more days between Brinkley and Hazen. Tabitha Clark, a hydrologist with the National Weather Service, says it could be a week before water completely goes down.
The Mississippi is extremely high right now, and that's one of the problems we're facing with the White River draining into the Mississippi. And also parts of the Arkansas. So at southeast Arkansas, the Mississippi is supposed to crest there probably in another week. We're looking at Sunday. So at least through Sunday, it's going to be hard for areas to fall too much.
The White River has crested at the I-40 bridge. It's expected to reach its peak at Clarendon today at 48 feet, which is several feet short of its 1927 record.
Meanwhile, Glenn Bollock with the State Highway Department says the closure of the major trucking route on I-40 for so many days has caused serious disruption.
This is huge, not just for Arkansas. It's a major route for people all across the country. So we've really caused a lot of traffic problems for people.
Highway officials say they still have no estimate on when the westbound lanes of Interstate 40 might be open.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency says people affected by floods should ask for badges when approached by FEMA personnel. The agency said yesterday representatives from FEMA working in 13 Arkansas counties designated as disaster areas should show identification in the form of official laminated photo ID badges. The agency also says FEMA agents and representatives do not accept money or donations.
The Fayetteville Rotary Club has raised more money per member than any other Rotary Club in the country in an effort to immunize the world's population against polio. Rotary International says the Fayetteville Rotarians raised more than $122,000, or about $602 per member, during a spring fundraising effort. Rotary says the money raised will purchase nearly 204,000 polio vaccinations.
The University of Arkansas men's golf team will travel to Ocala, Florida for the NCAA Southeastern Regional this month. The team, ranked 17th in the country, learned its postseason fate last night. 14 teams will play at the regional, and the top five will move on to the NCAA championships.
And the University of Arkansas women's tennis team will host one of 16 NCAA regionals this weekend on the UA campus. Arkansas will play Sacramento State Saturday afternoon beginning at 1. If the Razorbacks win that match, they'll face the winner of Clemson-Wichita State on Sunday, and the survivor of the regional will be one of 16 teams nationally to advance to the NCAA championships.